Welcome back, folks! Voice of One Wheel hanging out with you. This is Luch. You're seeing Belly on the other screen. He is ready to rock in his super awesome helmet. Dude, what is that from?
This is from the ProTech brand, but I got this helmet for two specific reasons. One, it reminds me of Legends of the Hidden Temple. I freaking love that show as a kid. And second, it's the only place in the world that can fit this huge dome. All 64 centimeters of this brain fits into this helmet. Thank you, ProTech, for making a big enough helmet for even me.
Do you guys remember that TV show, Temple of Doom? What a
Legends
fun show.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Man, so good. Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom.
So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Orlovska is going to join us here in a few minutes. We are going to, of course, go through the archives, tons of saved videos. The social media lounge is going off. They're not even wearing shirts in there. We're topless today. Belly, what are we serving?
Ooh, let's see. What are we serving today?
You're hungover.
I'm hungover.
What do you need? What do you wish that you were being served right now?
This is my fourth bottle of water since I woke up.
It's becoming a pattern, folks. Monday night,
I
don't get hammered.
Drinking before.
Dude.
I gotta stop drinking on Mondays.
What were the names of the teams on Legends of the Hidden Temple?
You had the Blue Barracudas.
That's right.
You had the Purple Parrots.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Silver.
Orange Iguanas.
Who's Silver?
Silver Snakes.
That's right.
It's usually an alliteration.
So we are going to discuss the Wild Wild West coming to an end. I've got a video for you that is really blowing me. And we'll talk about it. We're going to transport you back into time. And we're going to remember a time that once was, because it is no longer. And then we'll, of course, talk to Anna. Got a lot of stuff to do here today, Belly.
That's good. That's,
I'm excited.
That means we've got a good show planned and we're ready to rock.
So man, do you want to explain your drunken post last night? We're going to read it for the people.
What happened was...
you talk about it for a second and then I will pull it up to read for the people.
I went out last night with some... I got out of work early. It was my... you know, one of those days where it was still... The sun was still out when I got out of work yesterday. So I went out, started... had me some food and some drinks. I started with a beer and then I did a gin cocktail. Then I met up with some friends and found, and then started drinking vodka. And then I started drinking Irish whiskey. And then I kept drinking beer in between all that. And now I'm home. So, woohoo.
Here I am.
I made it. My brain was excruciatingly painful this morning, but it's better now.
Well,
hydration matters.
I don't know what
time. Took some Advil.
What
ready
time?
To rock.
What time would you say that you posted this? 10 hours ago. So 2 o'clock
in the morning.
Everybody listening on the podcast, welcome. I'm glad that you guys, man, thank you for your participation because it is blowing up. The podcast is really going big. I love that you guys like the watching it on the YouTube and all that. And of course you can do both over at voiceofonewheel.com. Thanks to Parker Tony Steck. Thank you, sir. But yeah, it's all there. Voiceofonewheel.com. That's where you go to enter a pint. That's where you go to enter to win the pint when we get to 1,000 subscribers, which looks like it'll be in the next couple weeks. We're also in 3 weeks giving away that Leaf Tech that is behind me right now. It has only got about 20 miles written on it, so that is going to be over at the Patreon. We'll talk about all of that, but you can head over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC if you would like to win that one. Matt LaBelle, 10 hours ago, drunk post incoming. Let's be honest. I'm not the one who posts or makes any videos because I don't have a one wheel yet. It's on order.
It's true.
But I want you to all to know that this group is the one that inspires me. As someone who is strictly an observer across all platforms that share the one wheel stoke, I personally would like to say that the energy and positivity that comes from this group is infectious, and I try to feed off that every show. It's a little bit I love you, man. You're a little drunk and I love you, man. I love you, guys.
I have a spoiler for everyone. They're going to figure this out. They may have already figured it out about me. I'm all about the free love when I'm a little toasty.
Oh, boy. All you ladies out there that love the belly beard and the blue eyes, just get them a couple drinks at Float Life Fest and you've got a chance.
I'm fairly certain I told you all I love you. I'm sure I called like three people last night. And
I didn't
them
get
I
anything.
Hey, you're part of the stoke, bro. I love you too, man. I love you too.
Well, it was a really nice post, and it was in the Dot Pro group. But really, I think you speak to anybody who's just been positive on Facebook. Look, I don't have a lot of friends anymore. I feel like most of my friends are the people that I've never met who are on Facebook because of One Wheels. Isn't that weird? Like, I don't hang out with a lot of people. Most of my friends are all married and have kids.
Yeah, not me.
And there's nothing against that. We don't even hang out, though. We don't hang out of work. I mean, we live together. We do shows together. You got to have some balance. Like, I don't have a lot of people that I can call on Memorial Day and be like, let's go get beers. I cooked hot dogs by myself yesterday.
What?
I did. I wanted to make hot dogs. I wanted to grill out. There's a grill that they just built right underneath our thing.
Oh,
and so I one-wheeled to the Walmart, got me some hot dogs, and I went and I literally one-wheeled over to the...
All beef hot dogs?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, Nathan's.
Man. Nathan's. I'm not big on
Touchdown Nathan's. For Nathan's right now.
Nope.
What?
Not from me.
Absurd.
Not from me.
So,
actually, personally, I'm not the biggest hot dog fan.
I don't typically do it, but I mean, it was Memorial Day, and most of my friends are all hanging out with their friends, with their families and stuff, and I get that. That's totally cool, man. But most of my friends these days, it kind of hit me this morning when I was on my one-wheel ride to go get a coffee. Huh? Most of my friends that I, like, talk to and confide in, I've never even really met before. They're all people from one-wheel Facebook groups.
That's why they're good people.
If you don't know about that, seriously, head on to Facebook. There is some negativity, just like in all of the groups. But I think it's really a nice community to be a part of. And clearly, Drunken Belly, I mean, digging it.
Asshole.
Digging it.
As always, you know.
There's a lot of stuff that we need to get to today.
I sang karaoke last night, so that was another fun one.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a show about one wheels, but just really quick, what did you sing?
Witchcraft by Frank Sinatra, and I sang a duet, Shallow, with one of my friends.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Duets, that's tough. You got to trust them.
I trust her.
Did they?
She crushes it.
She crushed it. Okay, very good.
She always crushes.
So we had Pat Dennis win the This Is How I Watch, This Is How I Listen last week. People have still been posting in, and so, look, this has been awesome, and quite frankly, I'm like humbled by it. We're floored by it. Like, it was kind of a joke when we said it, and then people are really starting to post in the weekly One Wheel Challenges group, this is how I watch, this is how I listen, and they're showing pictures of us, you know, on their screens, or the pictures of us listening. Can you actually pull up weekly One Wheel real quick? I want to show the people which one came in and which one's going to win this week that we're going to highlight. But before we do that, quick new rule on the voice of One Wheel. Because whenever we give out prizes, you can show that one first, and then
the one you wanted.
What I wanted to talk about is people who are winning their money on here are constantly telling us to give it to other people or give it to other things. We're not doing that anymore. No more. Prizes are for you. You need to enjoy the prizes. Okay, so if we're going to give you $25 for lunch and you say, no, just donate it to something, no. I appreciate that. No, I'm sending it to you. You deserve it. You're good enough and you need it. Well, you don't need it, but I want you to have it. And that's not the point of us giving out money. The point is for us to thank the listeners. And I love that you really, like, so many people have been like, send it to the Flow Life Fund, send it to the Pro Fund, send it to the whatever. And I'm like, guys, that's awesome, but no. I want you to have it. So from here on out, if you win, you either pass so that somebody else can win on it, or you accept your damn gift because you deserve it.
Yep.
Who doesn't like winning something?
You're a winner. Ding, 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 ding. You got to get in on it.
Check out Jan Temple. This is awesome. Is it Jan or Jan? Belly thinks it's Jan.
Yeah.
I'm going Jan. Jan Temple. Watching through... what kind of glasses? I can't read it. It's
Epson Movario smart glasses.
That is unbelievable. I don't even know what that experience must be like.
Imagine it's like kind of like you can kind of he obviously can see what he's doing. He's doing dishes right now.
And he's watching and listening with headphones on smart glasses.
Yep.
So way to go, dude. You win. I'm sending you something on PayPal and you're going to like it. That's awesome. Really good job. If anybody wants to keep sending those in, you can on the weekly One Wheel Challenges. Belly and I went out and filmed one for you, so there will be one this week. I promise. We've been saying that, but there will be a new weekly One Wheel Challenge this week. So let's get... are we ready for her? She's probably going to be on soon. So Anna Orlovska is coming on in just a minute. She is a rider in Florida. Her English is admittedly, she said, not so great. So she said, be nice to me. I said, nope. That's not how we roll here. No, that's of course how we roll. We make it. It's very easy. And some people have been asking us if they want to be on the show, what do they have to do? Just let me know. If you'd like to be on the show, just let me know. We'd love to get you on. It's all about the community. So,
speaking of which, the Rebecca Randolph did a killer 180 yesterday.
Stop it. She made it? She did it finally? Yes. Rebecca Randolph. Fantastic job. Can she get a touchdown?
Yeah, that I can always give a touchdown to.
That's awesome. That is very good. The 180s are coming through. I like seeing people progress. What is this? You got Canadian Dave here? Is this is how I watch? Is that what this is? For you podcasters, he's sitting on the toilet and he's got a music stand and he's got the laptop on the music stand in front of him. I do dig that for efficiency.
Oh, weird. I'm not wearing pants either right now.
But you are wearing this massive helmet. Dude, people were getting on you a little bit. You weren't wearing wrist guards.
I know. I don't have them yet. So they're
come on, man.
I've ordered all the other safety gear.
Social Media Lounge, what is more important? Helmet or wrist guards? I submit that you are wrong, sir, who is pointing to his helmet.
As someone who's had at least seven concussions from what I can remember...
I don't want to be irresponsible here. I really don't want to be irresponsible because I'm not advocating for not riding with a helmet. You ride however you want to ride. Obviously, a helmet is a good idea. I have hurt my wrists far more times than I have ever hit my head. And I know that all it takes is one head shot.
I took a tumble when we were out riding.
Yes, you did. Oh, boy. Remember? Okay, so last week, quick sidebar. Aaron Knowles calls in from Germany, tells Belly to go out and enjoy the weather and ride.
Which I did.
Which he did. And then he ate shit.
Well,
what happened to you?
I ate Wendy's.
Oh, it's so true. It's so funny because he was hungover, right? If you remember from last week. Also hungover. So we got Wendy's directly after the show. And then we went for a ride. And you went off a curb wrong.
Yeah, I was watching traffic and not watching the curb. Hit the curb and front loaded and then took a tumble, which... is all rider error.
Happens.
Happens.
You had a helmet on?
I did.
And, right. Yeah. No wrist pads or anything. I watched and I turned back just to make sure he was fine and saw just in time that his head did not hit the ground.
Nope.
But this boy was down.
I was shaking.
He was down for the count, dude. I'm telling, like, seriously, just laying there. Just laying in the middle of the road. Oh, man. On his back. Just struggling. And I'm like, yo, are you okay? And it was the food and your stomach got all jumbled up.
Oh, yeah. The Wendy's couldn't figure out which way to go now. My stomach may have been upside down for some short time because I was feeling it in the belly. The belly was not in the right spot. So I had to sit down, readjust, and let that reset all in there before.
I sat down next to him on the curb because, like when somebody's having a bad trip or something, you don't want to just try to talk them out of it. You just want to let them know that you're there. Yeah. I'm there with you, man. You know, just sat right there next to him. Didn't really say much. Just like, just chill out. Just laying there on the sidewalk.
I was like,
Let's get Anna Orlovska in here. I need to talk to her. I want to know what she's doing down in Florida. Belly, can we make that happen? Tell Clyde to get off of his ass. He says hello to everybody in the social media lounge.
Clyde, put pants on. Why is everyone not wearing pants?
What? Nobody wearing pants today. What the hell's going on? So we'll talk to Anna, and then we'll tell you about the Wild Wild West and why I think that's coming to an end. And I'm really a little bit nervous about it, but you know what? Hey, we'll see what happens. So let's see if we can get her on the line here. I like having that now. I'm adding that to the podcast. Give her a call. It's very nice. So Anna's down in Florida. Looks like we've got everything working our way.
Gotta pick
and here
up.
She comes. Anna, are you on the line?
I am.
Yeah, she is. All right. Well, hello. How are you today? Hit your video button if you can.
Yeah, it'll pop around.
It'll pop around. That's good. Do we have her?
Yeah, she's definitely on. I hear.
All right. Do you? Oh.
No, I'm with you. I will be right with someone else after I'm with you.
Oh, okay. She's got something coming up right after us. So it looks like we're just going to do audio here today, and that's fine. You know what? Let's give them an experience of what it's like to be on the podcast if you're just listening. So, Anna, hello. Welcome thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. How are you, man? What's going on?
Thank you. Very good. And been a busy morning, but everything turns out perfect.
I'm glad it did, because we've been trying to get you on for a couple weeks, and I just appreciate your time. So you've been riding. Of course, the first thing I do is call her man. Hey, man, what's going on? To Anna Orlowska. Awesome. Thanks a lot, Adam. So just wanted to say welcome to the show, and what got you riding a one wheel in the first place?
Well, what happened is my son got a gift, one wheel, and he was back then, he was 7 years old. He didn't catch it at first, but I did. So I steal it from my son and I started using it for commute to go to work, back home, to take him to school, actually, and to go back home. And that's how I fall in love with it.
How do you take him to school? You say, is it your son? You kind of cut out there. Is it your son that you bought it for?
My son got it as a gift from my friend. And he didn't use it at the beginning, but I stole it from him.
That's awesome!
I ended up using it for commute and to school with double ride. I put it in front of me, and I have a video on my Facebook and my Instagram how we double ride together.
Oh, well, what are you riding in? Is he on like a scooter in the back or something? How does that work? How do you take him to school?
We double ride. I put him in front of me on one wheel and we ride together on one wheel.
Whoa. Okay. Very talented, I'm sure. That must take a little bit of skill. So, but I would imagine that that's a good way to bond with your son, right? Like riding seems to be a really good bonding thing for parents. Have you experienced the same thing?
I can say yes. I love it.
I would imagine. Now, is he going to get his board now that he's obviously enjoying riding with you?
He got his own. He's been riding his own for a couple months.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So what is something that you are looking forward to learning on the one wheel, Anna? I know you're down in Florida. You got those guys. Chris Richardson's just a stone's throw away. He can teach you whatever you need. So what is it that you're looking to learn in the upcoming months here on a one wheel?
Well, Chris does crazy stuff, and that's amazing and impressive, but I wouldn't mind to learn simple jumps and, not tricks to impress, but just to make it more, off-road, let's say, because I use it mostly on the, on the street, not in the off-road.
So let's have Belly then give you an example of or some advice on how to go off of a jump since you just blew it. What screwed you up going off of that curb, Belly?
Not keeping my eye on the ball there.
So was it your sight where you were going? Because a lot of times it's your weight is wrong.
We were moving in a sense where I was looking at traffic. So what I was doing is I was focusing on traffic and losing track of where I was going forward. So I then lost track of hitting that curb.
That actually comes to a good point, and I want the Social Media Lounge to help us out so we can help Anna. Where should you be looking when you go off of a drop? When you do any kind of drop, should you be looking straight ahead? Should you be looking at your board? Should you be looking at the ground? What is it that you fixate your eyes on when you go down a drop? I'd like to know. Pipe that into the Social Media Lounge right now. And we'll see if we can pass that on to Anna. I'm actually curious what you think myself, because thinking about what I do, I'm thinking I look down at the board where I'm going about 2 feet in front of the board, and I just make sure that I'm centered as much as possible. So I would say 2 feet in front of the board is where I look. Anna, can you do a 180 yet? Are we 180-ing?
180. What is 180?
When you turn halfway around.
Oh, no. I wish.
What about your son? Can your son do anything cool? Is he doing any tricks yet?
He definitely he jumps on pavement way easier and smoother than I do, because he is very small and it doesn't put that much pressure on the board. So it just, I mean, he doesn't even need any effort to jump on that little pavement.
Those kids, man, Gustavo's kid, unbelievable. Belly, what do you got for her?
So I wanted to ask you, what's your go-to add-on? Like, what's one of your favorite things that you added to your one-wheeler? You just run in stock.
I added, of course, I did add fenders because I ride it with my work clothes, and if I ride over puddles, you know what happens.
Did you say Fender, Anna? Is it Fender?
Fender.
Fender, okay. Oh, yeah, you don't want to get the mud all over your clothes.
Especially when you're going to work.
Yeah, if she's commuting, you're using that as commuter board, a Fender is key. Can you say which Fender you have? Which one did you get?
Original.
Okay. Nice. Supporting the one wheel. I love it. Or Future Motion. What are your thoughts on Future Motion? I know, you know, people have been a little bit, you know, both sided. Have you enjoyed them as a company and your experience so far? Do you have any thoughts for improvement? What do you think there?
I would not say anything about what to improve because I think they did so good in what they created. Me personally, I'm 200% satisfied, and this is a life change for me. Since I got one wheel, I could say that my life before I had one wheel and now my life when I have it, because I ride it every day. I don't even know, like, now I have to travel for to be out of country for a month, and I will not have my one wheel there. I don't even know how I'm gonna learn how to walk again.
That's the toughest part.
I think that they did a great thing on what they did, and of course they obviously that they have maybe little hiccups on here and there, maybe in service or something. I don't know. Sometimes I also had my board, my first one, the Plus, broke on us twice within a year, in a couple months. But it's normal, I guess, because they are. They just came out a couple of years ago. They are still working on improvement. They did great. I don't want to give them any advice. I think they will figure out how to avoid those hiccups, and everything will be great. And they did a huge step in the future.
Anna, I love it. Now, you obviously have a little bit of an accent, and the letters in your Skype name are not any that I have seen before. So I will add, where are you from? Are you from Russia?
I'm from Ukraine originally.
Ukraine. Okay, very good. Do people ride one wheels in Ukraine? Do you know?
I don't know, because I haven't been there for a few years, and one wheels only came out a couple years ago. So I would say no, but I'm going to go and check. Because I go to Ukraine next month, and I will stay there almost a month, and I will try to find one.
Can you do this for us? I would like for you to be our Ukrainian correspondent. I need you to let me know what the attitude towards electric anything is in Ukraine. Do you have friends back home? Can you maybe speak to, like, I'm noticing, and the point of today's show is that the attitude in some of the different states in the U.S., towards electric scooters, electric bicycles, electric one wheels, anything electric is starting to change. And I'm wondering if you've noticed, or if you have any friends back home. Do you have any idea how people in maybe just Europe in general are accepting or not accepting these electric devices?
Couple friends. I have two friends. They are a couple, and they are from Ukraine. And they actually came here with one wheel, but not the one I use, not the one wheel original name, one wheel. The flat one. I have no idea what the name of it. The one you ride back and forth, not sideways.
Oh, like a hoverboard.
It's like a hoverboard, but it has one wheel.
Oh, an electric unicycle, I'm thinking. Maybe an electric unicycle?
It looks like a circus wheel, I would say.
Yeah, an electric unicycle. Okay.
And they brought it from Ukraine. They came just like a few months ago, and they brought it from Ukraine. They bought it there, and they've been using it there. I will go and I will check myself what's going on. And I will definitely love to give you my opinion on that.
You can report back to us, absolutely. And I will tell you right now, Anna, that I belong to a few electric unicycle groups on Facebook, and most of the people that ride, I would say, are in Europe. Like, they're huge in Europe. Belly, what do you got?
So I wanted to bring this from the social media lounge. Thomas Plevel says in his last group ride, they had just as many women as men in their last group ride, which is huge. So I'd like to ask Anna here, what kind of community input could you bring in from the women's side, where getting more women involved in the one wheel community?
What I brought or what I would bring?
Like,
can you repeat it again?
Yeah, what was that question? Can we take? I want to go back and record what you just asked, because it made zero sense.
I'm asking.
That made zero sense.
Getting women involved in the community. What do you think
she
we can do to
like
get more
half,
women?
Like no English. That was just the worst.
I know.
Try it again, Anna. Hold on. Take two. I love you. Take two. He's so mad at me right now, Clyde. Clyde, help him out. Take two. What was that question?
What would you say we could do to get more women involved in the community?
I'm with him. I mean, I did it casual. I told him that I'd be right with him. Oh. I'll be right with him.
Is she talking to us right now? Sorry. She's talking to somebody else. Sorry. Okay, very good. So, Belly, I just roasted you. Are you mad at me? Sorry. I was just listening, like, where is that question going? And I didn't really understand it myself, so I don't blame her for not getting it. Anna, are you with us? Is she back?
No, I'm here. Are you there?
You are here. Okay, so how would you like to get more women into the community? How can we get more women riders?
That's a good question. Let me answer this one, and I will have to let you go. Well,
okay, sure. She's got to go.
That's a good question. I would really love to see more ladies riding mongrels, but I think it will come naturally, I guess, because it's something which the community grows, and people who use this device also grows. So I think it will come natural.
Awesome.
At some point, the ladies will be more involved and more into it. I don't know. I'm in love with it. I'm in love. Maybe we need to let them try. Maybe we need to do some promotions or something.
Well, I mean, just hearing you speak to how much you enjoy it, I hope people hear that. I mean, you ride with your son on the way to school. You use it to commute back and forth to work. It's fantastic. So, Anna, thank you so much for joining us. I know you got to get out of here. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys.
You got it.
Have a good day.
All right. There she goes. Very good. Woo!
Did it.
We did it. That was not very good, and it was not your fault, not her fault at all. That connection, look.
Sometimes the internet's some, a fickle, fickle beast.
Sometimes you swing and sometimes you miss. And
no, I thought that was
she
great.
Was great, but there were 1,000 things going through my head during that interview, and one of them was that we can't see her. Number two, all I'm looking at is poor connection on the Skype, so I don't know what was going on there, and I'm just hoping that it was loud enough for the people to hear. And while that's happening, oh, by the way, you have to host a show and ask questions. And then I'm ripping you for asking one. You get one question, and I'm ripping you. I called her man within 4 seconds. Worst interview of my career. Anna, I'm sorry.
I personally thought you said ma'am. So.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Jeez. We'll have to get her back on here. Maybe we'll just do a show from Florida and get all this. So many people in Florida, we'd be able to do a show there.
I would take bets on if there was like a competition on how many people ride the one wheel. I think Florida is the state that
just
has
straight
the
up
most riders.
Yeah, because they're all crazy down there, and I love you guys.
Yeah, they
you guys are fucking nuts.
They got the perfect weather for it, 365. So.
Yeah, I know. It's either that or LA. There's a ton of riders in LA.
Yeah, California, I'm sure, has got the
ton of riders in LA.
Yeah, but they got more land space.
Who?
California.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, California's huge.
It covers almost the entire coast of the West.
It is massive. It's Georgia to like New York.
Yeah.
It's so big. Like, what? Unbelievable. All right. Let's get into some good stuff here. New gravy question that I really wanted to ask her. I did my laundry the other day when I was in Los Angeles, Studio B, and I it's like $3 to do the laundry, mm-hmm. just to do the wash. Once you close the lid, you put all your clothes in the laundry and you close the lid, it locks until whatever cycle you choose ends so that people don't steal your shit. So I closed the lid and I started choosing a cycle and I was like, fuck, I didn't put any detergent in there. I just put my clothes in. So my question to you is, did my clothes get any cleaner?
I mean,
can we went through the full cycle.
I mean, yeah.
No soap.
You gave him a rinse. You gave him a rinse.
I see so many people cleaning off their one wheels with like just spraying it with water. I'm like, please don't do that. Not the best way to do it. There's so many other ways. Airbrush is the best way to go. Just power, like if you can get like an air compressor, that's awesome.
Baby wipes, because you know it's your baby.
Jesus. All right. Let's go to the archives, Belly. What do you got for the people? I know we're ready to have some fun. I certainly am. So let's go into them. What's in the saved videos? This is always fun. Okay, this is part of... Do you want to do that? I was actually like to save that for last. That's the last one. Why don't you go to Kari J underneath it? Yo, this is something that I worry about. I wonder how... There's been a lot of talk of guns lately. People have posted their guns in pictures of one wheels. And, you know, obviously that's an inflammatory issue. Belly's face just went like that because he read it for the first time. Yeah, dude, this is serious shit. Kari J, somebody that I've ridden with on the East Coast and the West Coast. He lives now in Los Angeles. I've ridden with him there. I mean, he's right in my neighborhood. Kari writes in, last night, one wheeling home in the early morning, a black car with the lights off stopped suddenly in front of me. A guy jumped out of the front seat and started swinging an aluminum bat at my head, full strength, yelling, "Give me everything you've got, asshole." He hit my forearm and my hand as I shielded myself. The next two hits landed squarely on my helmet. So those of you in the social media lounge who voted for helmet, I saw a lot of you. Yeah, that one definitely helped in this instance. He says, I grabbed my board and headed the other way. He got back in the car and they peeled out. My arm and hand is a bit swollen and bruised, but that's it. I've never been so happy to have been wearing a helmet in all my life. Be careful out there.
Man, I'm glad he's okay, quote unquote.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? Now, I know he rides at like 2 o'clock in the morning. He loves city riding late at night because it's awesome. It is. But guess what? That's also when all the cuckoos are out. I mean, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't go out of my apartment in Hollywood after 10 p.m. I know that's lame.
But
I don't feel comfortable walking by myself where I live in the middle. It's like the middle of Times Square. Hollywood is a shithole, guys. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's not like this glamorous, like, ooh, Beverly Hills is not Hollywood. Right? No. And he lives, I mean, Los Angeles, even if you're in Beverly Hills, it doesn't matter. Like, I was curious. Like, I know there's a lot of people who ride with guns because of this.
Well, some people. I mean, I don't know what to say.
You don't want to go anywhere near that one. Okay. No, and I know that's a hard one. I'm not trying to get into politics. But, man, I worry. Like I know that there's a false sense of I can get away from you because I have my one wheel. If they're in a car, like, all I gotta do is sideswipe you. I'm really glad he's okay. That one took me and I was like, oh my God.
It's just scary.
It's just really scary.
That there are dangerous people in this world. All over.
What else you got?
But don't let them deter you and be fearful.
With that helmet that you're wearing from ProTech right now, let me tell you right now.
Ain't nothing. No, I can't stop me.
Keep going through the archives.
I'm going through a wall with this dang thing.
What do you have for them? This is another one. E-devices in Denver are now allowed on off-street trails during a 180-day pilot period to evaluate how all trail and park activities can safely interact together. What's up? Shout out to the Denver Rocky Mountain mob for really working hard on making something like this happen. Awesome job.
Yeah, this is a very big initiative that could really boost all parks and rec across, where this report could help make decisions through even our national parks.
Guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of advocacy for what you're riding that we need. They're going to council meetings. I know John Stock has been extremely influential in their community out there in Denver, making sure that people know that we're here to ride with you, not against you. Like, there's a reason that bicyclists have the right of way, and we don't yet. It's because we're new. And it's because this has been the wild, wild west. So, if you would please, I would like to take you back in a time Let's transport you to the Wild Wild West. A time when there were no rules. A time when the one wheel was brand new and you were the only one in your town riding it. A time when no one cared, they just figured, what the fuck is that? A time that no longer exists. Let's go back into the Wild Wild West with my friend Billy.
Howdy.
Hi there, Billy. What's going on? Now, you're a Western man. You're from all the way back in the day.
Actually, you know what? I've got something for this. Give me 1 minute. I know. I'm derailing, but I just realized I have something.
He's got this? Okay. Well, Billy's not here. Clyde's going to go get him, and I'm going to have to filibuster for 30 seconds here. That's okay. I like it. As we go back in time, because I witnessed something in my community here in Floatville, USA, that is making me realize people are telling me, hey, buddy, get out of here. I've been riding for 2 years now, and I ride the same lines. I ride the same lines all the time. And I will no longer be able to ride them. So in comes Billy the Kid. Hold on a second.
Howdy. How are we doing today?
Sir, you come from a time with no rules. What is it like if you just don't like somebody, you just kill a man?
That ain't totally true. Before I was stealing things from trains and things, I was actually a lawman.
So, Billy is my hype man from the Wild Wild West, and he's here to let you know, like, guys, we used to be able to ride, and people didn't care.
Yeah, I rode anywhere, anytime. There was no stopping me and my horse riding out into the West.
If I felt like riding onto, some sort of random establishment that is a company, like, a business, I could. Nobody really cares because it's the Wild Wild West. There's no rules for it. If I wanted to ride on the streets, do I follow the road, the car laws? Who knows?
What's a car? Is that the name of your horse? I'm not understanding.
What I'm trying to tell you, sir, is that I wish that I could go back into that time. Like when because now every time I go to ride, people are also representing us poorly by like riding in malls and stuff.
I'm sorry. A what? A mall?
Yeah, malls, man. People are riding in malls.
What's a mall?
A shopping center, like a whole lot of like businesses inside. They're riding. Imagine riding your horse.
About like the general store.
Yes, and imagine riding your horse inside of the general store.
You're not allowed to ride the horse in the general store.
No, you're not, sir.
The door isn't big enough for your horse.
But there's no rules where you come from. So what's stopping you?
What's stopping me is the door is not big enough to get my horse.
All right. Well, how about somewhere where you're not supposed to have a horse?
I can take my horse wherever I want to go.
Okay, well, that attitude has ruined all of our one-wheel riding, sir. You know what happens 100 years from now to you people and your horses? You can only ride them in your own farms with fences.
Well.
How do you feel about that? Because all you did was ride around in your stupid general stores, and you made everybody make rules for them, and now you can't ride them anywhere.
Well, that doesn't seem like it's working for me, because I rode in here today.
Yeah, and you had to follow. Exactly. What'd you do?
What I didn't understand when I rode in was there was this concrete, hard stuff.
Yeah, it's called streets. Welcome. I know I had to bring you back from an old time just so that we can get a perspective of what it was like when there were no rules. Because I'm telling you right now, as we bail from this bit.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing them. Come here. You're doing great. I love it. You killed it. I told him, I was like, I want to do a bit with where you go back in time where the Wild Wild West, there are no rules, and you are Billy the Kid. And he's like, I woke up 10 minutes ago. All right, let me see what I got. And that's what he pulls up. I'm telling you, we need to really start building into to Billy's improv skills because they're great. I want to show you guys a video.
I apparently am a man of many hats.
And I love that we practiced this before the show. You didn't think about it then.
I didn't think about it then. And then as soon as like the music really starts, I'm like, you know what I got in my closet?
You might be thinking, what was that terrible 8 minutes I just watched?
So my dad gave me this hat literally because it's too big for his head. And he was like, here, does this fit you?
It's probably small.
Yeah, it's, let's see. It definitely fits.
So why I'm trying to do this and why I wanted to talk to you guys today about this is because, like, we have been living in the last 2 years in the wild, wild west. I've been telling you that. There have been no rules. You've been the only one in your community. You're the only one that's riding. And that, therefore, you can kind of do whatever you want. But people are starting to get hip to the game. And I ride as respectfully as anyone on the planet. Now, I'm about to show you a video that is clearly an F you to me, a middle finger right up the wazoo. And I'm telling you, man, it is aggravating. So I want to know how you would deal with this in your community if the line that you have been running for the last 2 years, the line that you have been showing off whenever your friends come over, all you DMV one-wheel riders who have been over to Floatville, you will absolutely know what I'm talking about. They're making it so I can't ride it anymore. And so I wanted to share this guy with you guys, if I could. And I will do that right now. Let's check out what's happening. It's the end of the Wild Wild West.
Guys, it's a sad day over here in Floatville, USA. So if you've ever been out here, there's a park. And I love coming here. This is like my happy place, man. It's really cool. You've got like planes overhead coming in, and you got all kinds of cool stuff and areas to go to, except now they're leaving. Look at this. It's like they're purposely not mowing where I always go and do work. Look how long this grass is. This grass is like seriously 2.5 feet tall, and it just goes on all the way through. I mean, you guys have been here. You like, this is such a cool little feature to mess around on. You can jump off these pipes. And literally, at the end of this pipe, I remember one of our riders' kids jumped off the pipe the first time. Now look at that. It goes right into like 3 feet grass. What is this? And it goes forever. I mean, you guys, look. This is my favorite run of all time. I'm just crushing right now through the grass. Like, oh well. Not a big deal for a one wheel. I don't think they realize who they're up against here. But this is clearly something that is a decision that has been made. I mean, guys, this is up to my knees. This grass is up to my knees right now. And you can see, like, it's clearly manicured over there. They're just making this. I mean, look at the line I just... Look at this. Look at this, man. I mean, I'm literally afraid if I get off of this, there might be snakes. This is 3 foot grass all in the area that you guys know I love to ride. Look at this. Remember the waves? They only give me the first cut here. I used to go all under this tree. Look at this. None of this is even mowed now. All up in there. This is my shit. They're trying to keep me out of it. Not gonna happen, son. I'll go all up in it. Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. But they're trying to make it a problem. This is a sad day, man. I'm telling you, the Wild Wild West is coming to an end. Look at this. This used to be my favorite little berm. I'm going in it. I don't care if I come out with snakes. I don't know. Pray for me. Oh, dear God. This is literally hitting me past my junk. This grass is so long. I mean, in one way of thinking about it, the one wheel can handle anything. This is awesome. But clearly, they're trying to keep me out. And I don't like it. I'm going to have to go to some board meetings or something. But
okay, a little abrupt ending there, but yes, that's what I'm talking about. Now imagine if what you've been riding for 2 years, all of a sudden, guys, that grass, I mean, I was there two and a half weeks ago, and it was completely like the same as all the other grass. I swear they planted that. I mean, I'm talking, these are like mini corn stalks over here. Look at this picture. Show them that picture, Billy. Look at this.
I mean, yeah, it's wild that it's that tall, but that is generally, if you just let grass grow.
Buddy, it's 3 feet long, and I'm telling you, it doesn't happen in 2 weeks. Now, what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter. All you can say, the whole point of this is...
Gotta bring out the weed whacker.
What would you do? Because that's what I'm saying. I absolutely want to go get a cheap lawnmower and just one wheel, one line. That's big enough and make my own little single track through it. Honestly, I just did one run three different times on the same line through it, trying to make my own single track through it and make sure that they understand, you know what? I am here and you're not going to stop me, but that's not the way to do it. And I realized I wanted to bring it to this show. Like, what do I do now? because I want to start going to board meetings. I'm going to have to. I want to advocate for ourselves because this is not going to go well for us, guys. I don't mean to bring you down from any kind of stoke that you're on a wonderful Tuesday. We'd like to put a smile on your face, but I feel a little bit like a visionary here in the fact that, and a visionary, I'm seeing what's about to happen. The Bird scooters, the Lyft scooters, all of it is making a real bad name for anything with electricity on it. Because Belly, if you can, you know what? I got it right here. If you got the save videos up, where is that one? Can you go to the one that I said I wanted to show last? This is on the Santa Monica Pier, guys. Take a look at this. This is a new sign that they've got. No motorized devices. It's the law. It's got a picture of an electric bike, an electric skateboard, electric scooters. Motorized devices are prohibited on the Santa Monica Beach bike path, Third Street Promenade, sidewalks, and in parks. That is one of the most fun things to ride. And I'm telling you, I've been out there. It's in Santa Monica.
Now that's a wild, wild west. The Santa Monica bike path.
It's like bikers are going real fast on that thing, man.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of people that are just, you know, biking, and they go ring, ring, so that you know that they're coming. They're like, on your right. Can't ride a one wheel on it anymore. They're out there giving tickets. They're out there giving tickets. And that guy who posted that said he did not get a ticket because he was very nice about it and respectful to the police officer, which I applaud. I applaud and implore you to do so that you don't make a bad name for us. But please do not ride in malls. Don't do it, man. Like, I'm seeing people who are asking questions that are like, what's the best way to get, like, on through a mall? Like, why did I had to outrun a mall cop? Like, what a little bitch. You know how much that infuriated me to read? The mall cop is a bitch. You're the bitch. And I'm not saying that to... fuck it, man. You are. If you're not supposed to be riding inside. I'm sorry. What are you doing? You're making a terrible name for all of us. It makes me really mad.
Not in a public like place like that.
Come on, man. It's like riding a horse in a general store.
Yeah. It's not. The door's too big. The door's not big enough. Okay. So it's ridiculous.
It just cracks me up. I can't help it. So please, you're not a bitch. Your actions are those of a bitch.
So be better.
Don't do that. Be better. You got to understand that you're in now, a part. I got to take my tone back because I'm not trying to like talk. We're in a place where we're getting to it. Like, we're the ones, the generations that get to bring this into the masses. So please do not do it the wrong way or it's going to have really bad effects on everyone.
Now, how do we stop, like, or how do you think someone fights, like, a sign like that, where it's, like...
You don't. That sign's there now. What do you do? They go to a board meeting, I guess. Social media lounge. What do I do to where do you go? Like, I see a whole lot of people. You know what? Can you... I'll pipe some in, because I see a lot of people are commenting, and that's a good question. Like, how can we stop this? We're going to really have to start getting involved in our community, to be honest with you. One woman, one wheel. It's so much effort riding on. Oh, God. I screwed it up. Sorry, everyone. So much effort riding on bike trails and being extra nice to everyone you see, because just being regular nice isn't enough when people are predisposed to want you to get off of their lawn. It's a really good point. That's a really good point. I love that. Attend a council meeting. Absolutely.
Petitions.
Get a petition. That would be good. Social media lounge coming strong.
Part of your First Amendment writ.
I mean, I think we've got to go. That's why I wanted to highlight the Denver Rocky Mountain mob for getting this 180-day trial period where they're all allowed to ride together on off-road trails. That's amazing, guys. Huge applause to them and what they're doing out there, because they're making waves, and it starts somewhere. It's got to. Let it start with them. That's fine. But, like, please, that is the opposite of riding in malls. And you know what? It takes way more effort. It's a lot easier to just ride in a mall and shit on a mall cop. But guess what? That guy has a family. That guy's got a life. And you know what he probably didn't want to do today? Get called an asshole by some guy who's actually breaking the rules and riding around like a dick. You don't belong in the mall on a one wheel. Okay? You just don't. How do you feel about people in Target that are riding around on those automated things and you can tell they clearly get up and then walk to their car? Even, I know you don't like that. I don't like that.
Even when I was working at Target, we didn't want the kids that were riding around on their wheelie shoes.
Yeah.
We don't want them getting hurt in the
store.
That's
true. That's true. Okay, very good. Okay,
I'm
good. I got it off my chest.
The reason they don't want you riding in places like that is because you're on their property. It's something that they become liable for.
Do you ride on somebody's front lawn? Like, no, I would hope not. God, I would hope not.
No, don't ride on other people's
lawn. What else do you have in the archives, man? I want to see what else you got for the people. Let's do it. I got more time. I want to hang out with them. This is our family. It's good stuff, man. We're rolling today. Keep going lower. I got way more. Oh. Show them the Brendan. No, that was up above. Yeah, that one's good. That's from Brendan Schirmeier. Let's show the people. This is pretty darn good here. This is quite a drop, folks. He's going to go from one box to another box. And they're about the size of the grass, 3 feet up.
That's a nice stop.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's cactus right there. That's what was the funniest thing. This is Gustavo Porras, if you want to watch this for a minute. This kid is how old? 9? He's not even 9. He can't be. And he just slays. Oh, the music's great. So we're just watching a video of this kid. He rides with his dad. I mean, he might have bonked up over his own head. He bonked his own height, folks. Is he bonking his own height? This kid is so inspiring. I love it. I just want to show that stuff. All right, very good. So thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Of course, you're watching The Voice of One Wheel. That is what this is. And we've been really hammering the Patreon stuff, so I didn't want to do too much of it today because, I mean, look, it's work. People are coming in. People are loving the patrons-only podcast. I mean, Keel Hart with what a awesome post. How last week, you know, kind of got to him and inspired him to start his own business and his own firewood company. I mean, you've seen that he's got Studio A here. Oh, gosh, I don't know if you can see it. The sign that we have that's just really well done. He can make those for you. And if you want to get in on what we're doing over there, it's patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. We've got a couple heroes that we need to shout out today, Belly, and I wanted to make sure that we do that before we get out of here because Parker Steck, Neil Bumgardner, Ryder Clark, Henry Chan, Dalton Rivas, Ryan Cantrell, The Fish Stick, Keel Hart, and Patrick Seymour, your shirts are coming. There you go. We are going to get your sizes. Your shirts are out this week. They're on the way. Thank you for joining at that tier. And there's a lot of new people that came in at the $5 tier. It only costs $5 a month, and you get all of the stuff that we do. $3 a month, and you got a chance to win this Leaf Tech right here. We're giving that away on June 19th. So make sure you head over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. All you got to do is sign up for at least $3, and you got a chance to win this Leaf Tech. There's only like 35 patrons at this point. 1 in 35 is going to win that thing right now.
Good
odds. You got a real good odds, folks. So, and we're going to do some cool, we're going to do a game show here coming up. Are we doing a game show? We're doing that?
Where
Belly?
We?
Belly?
I think we could.
We're doing a game show. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a day in June. And one of the biggest successes that we've had here at TTR Studios is when we did the college football game, the national championship. We did a watch party, and we did like the squares where everybody paid $5 and they did a square. So, let's do a 2-hour show today. I love our fans, man. You guys are the best in the social media lounge. Thank you. But what I was going to say is one of the best shows that we ever did. We had like 700 people in one live stream watching the college football game with us because there was money involved. Everybody threw $5 in and got a square and a chance to win. And so what we were going to say is what we'll do is we'll start the first show off and we'll give away up to $100 in prizes. In a game show, like just not Voice of One Wheel, we're just going to host it maybe one Saturday, Friday night or something. We'll tell you guys when.
I'll be your Vanna.
Belly will be here. We'll do it. Clyde will rock it out. If anybody's in the DMV Riders wants to hang out in studio with us, you can come over to Studio A. We'll do it. We'll just have a whole party over here, and we'll just give away a bunch of money and have some fun with you guys.
What was the other one we did? We did that Power Hour was a lot of fun.
That was really fun, but I got hammered, especially like New Year's. I don't want to do that. Wasn't a good look. That was not a good look for your boy, man. I mean, I watched the back, and I had a tie wrapped around my head.
But I remember when we did the Power Hour, we had the camera set up outside in the living room too. So
what living room?
In ours.
What?
Remember?
You mean the green room? I'm sorry.
Oh, the green room.
Yeah, yeah. Clyde's office.
Yeah. That's where Clyde sleeps, too.
Clyde doesn't sleep. He hasn't earned it yet. God. So I guess helmets are more important than wrist guards is what the vote came back as. But that's, and I understand that, you know, it's one thing if you break your head, it's another thing if you break your wrist, right? So make sure you're riding safe. But have I sounded like a dick today? You're usually a good barometer. I'm not trying to yell at you guys if you're riding in malls. I think you're doing it all wrong.
You should yell at those people.
Look, when you yell at somebody, nothing good comes out of it.
Yeah.
I've learned that. I've got Italian fire in me, man. Like when I get frustrated, I tend to yell. And that's something I've had to work on in my own personal life. I don't yell that much anymore because it's like that never, no matter how right you are, it never works. People just cower and they're like, whoa. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
There ain't no reason to cower. Know that when you're out there, you're doing your own thing.
What? Today's show has been off the rails, dude. I look forward to every Tuesday because I honestly have no idea what's going to happen. My apologies to Anna. That was my worst interview ever that's on air, I think. Back in the early days, I used to cut people off all the time. I'm working hard on that. But she was great. I'd love, if you like, it's Anna Orlovska. She's got videos on her Facebook and on her YouTube of her riding Instagram with her kid. It's awesome. Instagram, exactly. So, Belly, should we do, like, you're going to be at Float Life Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at Race for the Rails.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we do one together? Like a remote show together? Where could we do a show in the country that would get actually enough people to come to a show, a live show?
Florida.
Probably. I'm guessing the state is Florida. If you would like for us to come to your city and do a live show, I will make that happen. You think I'm kidding? I got a whole lot of miles to use now.
I get some discounts on hotels. I don't know if you knew that.
So if you would like for us to book in advance a date to come to your city, and we will set it up. We'll pay for our own shit. It's fine. I would love to do a live show at a restaurant, a bar, a club, somewhere where we can have 100 people in a room and just really just have fun with them, get drinks with them, just hang out. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So if you would like for us to do that and you think we could fill the room there, I mean, usually it's about 1,000 listeners per episode, but that's across the world, folks. I don't think that's in one city. So I could go to the podcast numbers and pick the biggest city. If you would like to do it that way, come strong on your podcast downloads. Make sure that you're rating and subscribing on iTunes and all that stuff. It definitely helps. And really, just subscribe to the damn YouTube channel already because I'm ready to give away this pint.
It's almost there.
It's almost there, man. We're so close.
About 100 left.
We're so close. I just want to hang out. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to leave them yet. I'm having a good time. Can I tell them about Paul Orrick? Because I haven't talked about him in a while.
Do it.
He brings us Pro Ride Board Sports and Board Sports. He's the innovator of the surf-style traction pad for the one wheel. Pro Ride soft traction pads. They've been doing a lot over there, guys. We got one of their first versions of them. There's a whole lot of colors, a lot of new features there. They've got a diamond grip design that's proven to be reliable under all conditions on off-road or on. It makes it grippier, way more comfortable to ride with no shoes. If you want to ride barefoot like all my peeps down in Florida do, you definitely want to check out Paul Orrick's Pro Ride foot pads from ProRideUSA.com. And if you guys are at all in trouble with any of this stuff, I'm telling you right now, do a world tour. I was going to tell you about Troy Hendrick. I'll tell you in a second. They want us to do a world tour, Belly.
World tour.
We would love it. Sounds like a blast. We should do, because, I mean, Future Motion just picked a city to throw a party in.
I saw that.
We should just go to that Missouri or wherever the hell they chose. That'd be fun. Yeah. That was a good idea on their part. I'm down. Troy Hendrick, just want to mention this one more time before we get out of here, a.k.a. Once Year. He's fighting for you guys. He's down there in Georgia. So if you've got any kind of e-skater, bicycle, or, you know, one-wheel tickets, just hit him up. If you've been injured from somebody who hit you with a car or something, hit him up. He'll take care of you. HendrickHenryLaw.com. Or Once Year on Facebook. That is Once Year, in case you were wondering. I always go fast. Belly, we gotta go, man. Say goodbye to the people.
Guys, it's always fun. Especially today, honestly. I had a lot of fun today. Getting to wear, do all this fun stuff, have some... You guys got me over the hangover. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you look better.
I feel good.
You feel better.
Ready to rock. Probably feel like crap again tomorrow, because now I want to go out and drink, but it's all right. Have a great day, folks.
There he goes. All right, that's Belly Matt LaBelle. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We got to get the hell out of here. We'll see you on Thursday for the Patrons Only podcast. It will drop at some time during the day. We'll get to it, and we'll make it happen. It's been worthwhile. It's been 3 great episodes so far. I've been having a blast with you every Tuesday, and now we're glad to do it on Thursdays, too. Patreon.com/2TRStudios LLC. Belly, we got to go. Clyde, we got to go. Folks, we got to go. See you guys soon.
You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.